కార్తికే దీపం అరుణాచల్ ఆశ్రమ నోవాస్కాటియా. ఇట్ వాస్ ద మండే ప్రయర్ టు కార్తికే దీపం వెన్ ఐ అరైవ్డ్ బ్యాక్ అట్ ద ఆశ్రమ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఎ మార్నింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎర్రాన్స్. ఐ ఓపెన్ ది ఎంట్రన్స్ రూమ్ డోర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆశ్రమ్ అండ్ మై ఐ కాట్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ సంథింగ్ ఐ హ్యాడ్ నెవర్ సీన్ బిఫోర్. ఇట్ వాస్ ద హరికేన్ ల్యాంప్ వీ వర్ గోయింగ్ టు బ్రింగ్ అప్ టు ద టాప్ ఆఫ్ ది అరుణాచల ఆశ్రమ్ మౌంటన్ on Saturday, the Kartikeya Deepam day. An ashram devotee excitedly came into the room telling me that this lamp was left in the barn by the previous owner and has been wrapped up in storage for decades. He said he had cleaned and oiled the metal surface and removed the thick layer of black soot that stained the glass. He then directed my attention to the engraved brand name on the metal surface below the shimmering glass. Sure enough, in big block letters, it said, Beacon. I eagerly waited Deepam Day to make the one-hour trek up to the North Mountain of the Annapolis Valley. Saturday finally arrived. Following our morning prayers and meditation in the ashram temple, we lighted a flame before the large photo of Arunachala and recited Aksharamanamalai. This was at 8:30 a.m. AST, which corresponded to 6 p.m. Indian time, when the Deepam is lit on the holy hill of the beacon light. Later, at 3 p.m., on a day that temperatures hovered around 0 Celsius, a group of devotees visiting from the States joined us to take the journey up the mountain and light our beacon light to commemorate that most auspicious day when Lord Shiva took the form of a column of light, revealing to the quarreling Brahma and Vishnu his greatness. The five of us walked deep into the forest, slowly ascending the hill to our very own Skandashram, which is a simple cabin without electricity, nestled alongside a narrow stream. There we lit incense and a deepam at the altar of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi and continued up the mountain. We slowly made our way up the steepest incline, treading over the fallen leaves of maple, oak, beech and poplar trees, which reminded us of the impermanence of all life. After about 40 minutes, we arrived at a series of boulders, which we climbed over to reach Virupaksha Cave. This is a small cave that can comfortably seat about 8 people. It is completely empty other than the mind-stilling and heart-opening first photo of the young Sri Ramana taken in 1901. After lighting candles and incense, making obeisance and chanting Arunachala Shiva, we climbed out of the narrow cave entrance into the wide expanse of the northern sky, overlooking the Annapolis Valley, stretching to the east and west as far as the eye could see. Arunachala Bhatta Bhagavat, the ashram founder, called it the Annapolis Valley of Peace and Happiness. From the cave, we continued our ascent. I had never been to this part of the mountain, and we may have discovered another cave that the previous owner had told us about, but was never found. We had no time to explore because this was not part of our mission and darkness was speedily approaching. While traversing these boulders en route to the top, one of the pilgrims brought our attention to the Arunachala Hill of the youthful poet saint Jnana Sambandar. He said that this north mountain must have resembled the densely forested Arunachala of Jnana Sambandar's time. 1,000 years ago. However, we don't have anything that resembles the freely roaming elephants he described in his hymns, but we do have the bears here in Nova Scotia. Finally, having arrived at the top, which is a designated lookoff of the valley, we built a tripod of wood branches, lit the lamp, and attached it to its stand. Now, the curtain of darkness was falling, and we had to get back down the mountain. Descending by a different way, we carefully walked over the ruddy and at times muddy ground. Spontaneously, we chanted Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, bringing us an ever greater peace of mind. It felt as if we were walking through a thick cloud of silence. Upon arriving at the ashram, we attended the Sri Chakra Puja in the temple, a practice done every Friday and full moon. Deepam is always on the full moon day. Although I had never been to a Kartikeya Deepam celebration or even to Arunachala, during this day, Bhagavan revealed the greatness of Arunachala and his oneness with the holy hill of the beacon light. The same peace in the inmost cavity of the lotus of my heart, which I always have associated with Ramana, was present in the contemplation of Arunachala. To view Chidambaram, to be born in Tiruvarur, to die in Varanasi, or merely to think of Arunachala, is to be assured of liberation. Kevin Gruenberg, Arunachala Ashrama, Nova Scotia, Canada.